Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Curry dribbles through traffic down the lane to the rim, flipped it up and in and got fouled. No, no foul call. Wow. Curry scores. Make it 109-104. It's a 7-0 Curry run in just over a minute. The keeping you updated on what's going on in Sacramento. The Phoenix Suns have made a run. They're tied. 91 all.
They're down 15, weren't they?
Yes, they were.
Boy, the Kings are just, they can't stand prosperity. Yeah,
and you know, for the Kings, I think, no question, I think they can survive going without Kevin Herter. I think the month injury really hurts.
Huge.
Yeah, because they don't have that. He changes the game and the tempo coming off the bench. He gives him scoring right off the bench and just gives him another weapon out there. And I think that's, at times, I think that's what they're lacking.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
Focal point ball handler. That kind of, you know, he's really important to that team, obviously. But, I mean, you know, you're up 20 against teams. I know it was Oklahoma City, but you're up 20 in the second half. You got to find a way to win those games. They haven't found a way to win those games lately. So it'll be interesting to see how they finish up tonight.
So tonight, the Warriors were doing well. They're up 9 at the end of the first quarter. They had an 11-point first quarter lead. They're playing under control. They're doing the right things. And then the second quarter, and they started throwing the ball all over the place. And all of a sudden, it's a 45-22 quarter. And that's really where things unraveled. Now, they fought back. They did a nice job fighting back. They had it down to a single possession game multiple times in the fourth quarter. But that's too big of a hole.
That's where they lost the game.
Yeah.
That's where they were playing clean basketball, played really good defense in the first quarter, and then started the second quarter, wasn't bad. When I think at that time Valanciunas was in the game, and they were targeting him, and then they took him out, and then the team got fast. Alvarado comes in, they got smaller, Zion at center, and they got fast and quick and were switching things, and then the Warriors were throwing the ball into places that they shouldn't have thrown it to. They're dribbling the ball into places they shouldn't have dribbled into. And then it was the perfect storm. You're turning it over, and then they just started raining threes from everywhere. I mean, Troy Murphy was hitting bombs. Troy wasn't hitting bombs. Trey Murphy was hitting bombs. He was just incredible. And then McCollum got
Troy
going.
Troy was a master of the mid-range, by the way.
Yes, he was. Master of the double-double.
He got those double-doubles cranking up, man.
But those two guys, it was perfect storm. You're turning the ball over, and then they're dropping threes. I think they had 5 straight field goals that were threes, 7 out of 8, and all of a sudden, what looked like a pretty nice little cushion you had there evaporated, and then it evaporated, and they had a massive cushion at halftime. But that's where the game was lost. The carelessness with the ball and the inattention to detail in the second quarter, and then to compound it, Pelicans got scorching hot.
Yep, and you know, that's kind of, I won't say it's what the season revolved down to. The turnovers are always a problem with the Warriors, with the way they play. And so that's something you always have to deal with. But I think, you know, for the most part, I just think tonight, and again, both teams were fighting through it. Both teams were in a back-to-back situation. And I just thought the Warriors didn't have that attention to the details that at times. And you know, you could talk about C.J. McCollum. That's one of the best games of his career, really. And I'm not saying that as a slap. He played great. He was great. He was under control. He shot 10 of 21, 8 of 13. He scored 28 points without a free throw with 5 boards and 5 assists.
That's impressive.
I mean, yeah.
Now, and it was all in 3 quarters.
Yeah.
Because he didn't do anything in the first quarter. Now, he was really good, and we talked about it. That was one of the keys to the game, turnovers. Now, this team right here is 2nd in the league in turnovers per possession. And there are, you know, if you want to go by raw numbers, they're 3rd in the league in turnovers. They had 11 steals tonight. Not turnovers, steals. They had 11 steals. They averaged just a shade over 8 steals a game. But they are 2nd in the league in steals per possession. So they get after it. They have length. They dig down. They go ball hunting. I mean, they're darting in there going for steals. And they got 11 of those tonight. And it wasn't just the 16 turnovers, which is obviously a tad on the high side, 25 points off turnovers is what the Pelicans got. So that's a negative 13 right off the bat. Now, they were able to combat that on the glass. They were 18-7 on the on second chance points. So they picked up 11 points there. So you're thinking, okay, they only lost a little bit there. But then it came down to threes. Pelicans had 20. Warriors had 13. I mean, other than Steph, nobody shot the ball well. Klay was 3 for 9. Wiggins was 0 for 4. Pajemski 1 for 3. Paul 1 for 3. And those aren't terrible. And Moody 1 for 2. That's only two attempts. So only one guy shot it. And really for the Pelicans, it was only two guys that shot it. But boy, did they shoot it. Murphy and McCollum were 14 for 22 combined. Whew. Yeah, they went 20 for 38.
That is smoking.
And they were 14 for 22. So they just, I mean, they hit some shots, some massive massive shots. The one that Trey Murphy hit from about 28 in the second half, momentum killer. The one that McCollum hit from the left wing where he pump faked and Steph went flying by and he hit that one. I think that was like a 3-point game at the time and he extended it back out to 6. So give them credit. I mean, they, I think now they actually lead the league in road wins with 28. I think Celtics have 27. So there's a reason this team has 28 road wins. They, I mean, you're battle-tested. You go through it, you face the adversity, and you dig in and find a way to win a basketball game. So while we can sit here and say the Warriors helped them along the way, and I think they did, give them credit for forcing those turnovers and hitting those threes. And when the Warriors made a charge in the second half, they were able to make the plays to never let them take the lead back. I think they got it down to 3 a couple times. And then they were able to get a stop or extend it or get a 3 or get to the free throw line or whatever. So this team is the best road team in terms of wins in the NBA this year. And I think they showed why tonight.
So we have to wait to see what happens in Sacramento. And we'll know more. And unfortunately for the Warriors, they'll have all day tomorrow to think about it because no games tomorrow. Everybody plays on Sunday. And the Warriors' best chance now is 9. And the only way they could get that would be if Sacramento loses tonight and then loses and the Warriors win on Sunday. So if Sacramento loses 2, or if the Lakers lose on Sunday, Sacramento wins tonight and Sunday, and then the Warriors and Lakers would be tied if they win on Sunday. Then the Warriors win on Sunday, the Lakers would be tied, and the Warriors would win the tiebreaker. But it looks more, I think, honestly.
No one just understood what you said there. You lost this the last 15 seconds.
If the Warriors win to get to 9, the Lakers would have to lose on Sunday.
Okay, that's one thing.
That's one. Okay.
Put that away.
The other way they could get the 9 is if Sacramento loses tonight and on Sunday to Portland.
Yeah.
And then the Warriors win on Sunday.
Exactly. So that's another one.
That's the only way they can get
the 9. They could still get to 8, can't they?
No. Warriors?
If Sacramento loses twice.
Yes.
And the Lakers lose on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. If everything else is L's, then, yeah, they could.
Sacramento ain't losing Sunday. They're playing the Blazers, have the U-Hauls all backed up. You kidding me? A day game? They're thinking about getting back to Portland? Although I will say this. When you play a bunch of young guys, they want to play.
Oh, absolutely,
they're, like,
yeah,
hungry to go out there and play. Now, I can't imagine they're going to go into Sacramento win, but if Sacramento loses this one, they're going to be doubting themselves just a little bit. So I won't say it's impossible because of what we saw tonight.
Trying to get the score here.
We saw San Antonio beat Denver.
Right.
So, look, things
happen. Things happen.
So it would be shocking if it did, but things do happen. So I won't completely count it out. I mean, I'm kind of thinking that here's why I would like to see the Suns win. Not so much because I think Sacramento's going to lose Sunday, because I don't think they're going to lose Sunday. But if the Phoenix Suns lose tonight with the Pelicans winning, that'll clinch the sixth seed for the Pelicans. They won't have to play anybody Sunday.
Right.
And they're playing
right.
the Lakers
right.
on Sunday. So if the Lakers win on Sunday and the Kings win on Sunday, then you're the 10. Then you're the 10. So that's why I'd like to see Phoenix win. Because if they – look, there's all kinds of weird like if Phoenix loses, if you're Denver, you'd like to see Phoenix win because they'll have something to play for against Minnesota on Sunday. If they lose, Phoenix will be like, no, we're the 7. Let's just rest everybody, and Minnesota will get a walkthrough and keep their number one seed. So I mean, there's so many things going on right now. But, I mean, at the end of the day, the Warriors, I won't say blew a chance because I don't think they lost this game. I think the Pelicans won this game. But, again, I think the Warriors helped them by just being a little careless, a little sloppy in the second quarter. And then the Pelicans took advantage by hitting all those shots. But
you know, yeah, and you know, let's face it, you know, the Pelicans, that's their 49th win.
They're good.
They're 49-32.
They're good.
I mean, the Warriors it could be 49-32. They've let a few games go away this year, but they didn't. They didn't get those games. The Pelicans have taken care of business. And, I think that they're a team when healthy. I don't, you know, especially they didn't have Brandon Ingram tonight. Warriors didn't have Kuminga and Payton, but they didn't have Brandon Ingram.
That's
Or Nance Jr.
Yep.
That's a big loss for those guys.
How many this is, and then we're not going to know this right off the bat, but maybe you might know it. Most 50-win teams in the Western Conference, because it could be six. If the Pelicans win on Sunday, that'll be six 50-win teams.
Paging Daryl Arada.
That seems like a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like six. Now, I remember the Warriors won 48 that one year, didn't make the playoffs. So there had to be a number of 50-win teams.
So when the season ends and Daryl's going back to Hawaii and he's going through the airport, RC's going to page him. Well, Daryl, please pick up the white phone.
It can't be
the white courtesy phone.
Can't be many more than six with 50 wins.
No, but, I wouldn't think so.
Like, let's put it this way. If you're a Warrior fan and the Kings win tonight, that's a bad night for you. Warriors losing, Kings winning, that's a bad night.
It's a bad night, and there's a lot of other bad nights tonight that I need to get to. So, time for the
Kaiser. I'm guessing, I know where one of them's going to be.
Yes.
One of them's going to be down in Texas.
Oh, man.
That's rough. That's a rough fall. You know who else it's rough for? Whoever is a six seed.
Oh.
That's really rough.
It's got to, yeah. That's.
I will see you Sunday.
See you Sunday.
All right, Tim.
12:30, Tom.
What was that?
Yeah, 12:30.
Oh, I thought it was 5:30.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm just kidding.
Noon with the airtime. 12:30 with the tip.
I better set my alarm.
Tom's going, hey, there's no traffic this time.
He's going to lean over to Lori if he calls me at 9.
All right. Better.
All right, Tommy, thank you.